Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
And we are back, final hour of this week, taking you into the July 4th holiday, and delighted to welcome John U. Bacon, the noted historian and observer. We've talked to John so many times about the University of Michigan and the Big Ten, and we could not wait to get his thoughts on the events of recent days. John, good afternoon. Let's have it. What do you make out of all this?
Good question. I got to tell you, Paul, and I know you're very well sourced, probably a better source than anybody out there. I like to think I'm pretty well sourced. I had no idea this was coming. And that in itself is pretty unusual, so hats off to all these guys for keeping USC-UCLA story a secret. But it's a meteor, no question about it. It puts the Big Ten, financially at least, on a par with the SEC. Competitively, USC and UCLA have won no more national titles than Michigan has the last 20 years. So that is not a threat, I don't think, to the SEC. But it does seem to be a situation where it's boiling down to basically two conferences, and that's the SEC and the Big Ten.
And in terms of this game that's being played on the chessboard, we don't know what's next, but we know there's something next. So help us understand the components and what could possibly happen, especially the question of Notre Dame. And I don't understand the tortured history between Notre Dame and the Big Ten, perhaps like you do, but what do you think is next?
Well, I know what the Big Ten wants, and that's Notre Dame, of course. If you had to ask Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren who he'd want it next, it'd be Notre Dame, and probably Notre Dame. So it's not even close. Again, competitively, they get in the CFP, and they usually get their hats handed to them by Georgia or Alabama. But from TV and financial aspect, that's, you know, what you want. Now, the history, I'll give it to you briefly, Paul. Knew Rockne and Fielding Yost. How about that? We're going back there. Rockne was dying to get in the Big Ten, and Yost was dying to keep him out. And after a track meet where Rockne and Yost had an argument, Yost said, "You'll never be in the Big Ten," 1923, and sadly, he was right. So that's where the Big Ten lost several billion dollars on that argument. 100 years ago. But since then, of course, the Big Ten has been begging the Notre Dame to be in the Big Ten several times now over the last 30-some years. And I hear that Washington and Oregon now want into the Big Ten, which only makes sense with, you know, the four top teams probably from that conference and, you know, rats off a ship. But the Big Ten has said they are waiting on Notre Dame. Now, as you know, Notre Dame's got a contract with ACC that says if they join any contract and any conference, they will join the ACC. Now, of course, they've got lawyers too, so who knows? So right now, as we speak, Michigan's trying to crowbar Notre Dame out of their ACC contract.
John, I vaguely remember many years ago you telling me that Rockne story, and it's all because of that?
Paul, as I live and breathe, as stupid and petty as it was, it's even worse. The hurdles were either 23 inches too wide apart or 6 inches too wide apart. That's the debate. And it was between Michigan and Illinois, not Notre Dame. Rockne took Illinois' side, and that's when Yost basically got bent on this whole notion. And 100 years of misery for the Big Ten not having Notre Dame in the conference since then. Hurdles, Paul, and 23 inches. Go figure.
John, the ACC is, I guess, in their dreams, maybe a contender. The SEC will take Notre Dame. I mean, who wouldn't take Notre Dame? But
right.
can you, if they don't go Big Ten, what does their future look like?
That is a great wild card. Depends, of course, partly on the ACC, and you know as well as I do, they've got Clemson. Obviously, it's about the only team that is competed with Alabama successfully. the last 5-10 years. So Clemson, you have Notre Dame for TV pull, if not winning national titles. But I still think ACC is going to have a hard time, even with Jim Phillips, who I think is very, very good. They'd have a hard time competing with that. So it boils down to what Notre Dame wants, clearly. And the catch to the Big Ten is, unlike the Big 12 that gave Texas free reign, Big Ten will not do that. It will not give a special deal to Notre Dame versus the ACC, which already has. So it's stubbornness, it's years of intransigence. And if you talk to Notre Dame alumni, they're very adamant about being independent. So that's a hard, Jack Swarbrick's got his work cut out for him, trying to persuade the alumni to go do this. And I was going to say, too, short term, this is a big win for Big Ten, no question about it. And these two schools came to the Big Ten. Big Ten did not come to them. And if they didn't take them, then SEC surely would have. But you know what? Novelty, you can sell exactly once, Paul. And I recall interleague play was a huge deal in Major League Baseball when the Braves are playing the Yankees, and how cool is that? You know what? If the Braves are playing the Yankees this summer, I don't even know about it.
No.
So that will wear off.
John, you understand that league so well, and you know there's a high premium on academics, especially at certain schools like the University of Michigan. So let's say Notre Dame does or doesn't, and the Big Ten is still in an expansive mode, and you know, you mentioned the two from the Pac-12. Is there anyone else out there that could be available that meets the standards of the Big Ten Conference?
Well, the standards, and this is the president's talking, not the AD, it should be noted. let's be clear about that one, nor the accountants for that matter. It's the Association of American Universities, and all the Big Ten schools but Nebraska are in it. There are only 62 universities in North America in it. Nebraska was until they lost their medical school, I guess, is what the deal was. If they had lost it before they became Big Ten members, they might not have become Big Ten members. Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA are all members. So the presidents call it snobbery if you want, elitism, whatever. That appeals to them. And therefore, Miami of Florida, for example, probably does not. I see them as a likely SEC team. They'll do very well there athletically. So those are the four that the presidents would most like. But you know what? Presidents were barely informed the last time they did this with Maryland and Rutgers. So who knows?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Maryland and Rutgers. I keep forgetting they're in the Big Ten.
There was
one other school that I was going to go
to. Too soon.
There was one other school I wanted to ask you about, because if the ACC starts to come apart, there is a school that I think that it could be attractive. I mean, they may be attractive to the SEC too, but what about North Carolina?
I'm sure if they don't get Notre Dame, then they're talking to Washington and Oregon. At that point, you're at 18. 20 is a much better number than 18. The two, I'm sure, the big guy, I know this from inside sources, North Carolina and Duke, and they'll likely go together wherever they go. Those two automatically get a gigantic basketball presence, of course, not a huge football one. But that's short on the list, I'm sure. So musical chairs, Paul, we've been watching this for 15 years now, and it never ends.
What also is most astonishing, John, that we're 10 minutes into this conversation, I haven't mentioned the coach at your school. So.
Is that a record, Paul?
It is a record, and I'm determined to keep it that way until the next time.
Paul, I enjoy our conversations immensely. So pass that on.
Thanks so much. I know you always catch flack every time you show up here, and I appreciate your bravery with your brethren at UM. Hey, thank you. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I take it like a man, Paul. I promise you. Talk to you soon.
There's the hockey coach and John talking. We'll take a short break. Back with much more, including a trip out west. We'll find out what the top sports columnist in Los Angeles has to say about the day's events.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We've spoken to Bill Plaschke over the years. He's a lead sports columnist at the Los Angeles Times. And with a lot happening in sports in that community, always very curious to see how this story played in Los Angeles yesterday and today. Bill, thanks for coming back on the show. It's always great to have you here. So let us hear when this news started to make its way around and throughout the afternoon and evening throughout today, what has been the reaction in a city that doesn't seem to react too often to anything other than maybe Chris Rock getting slapped?
It's funny. No, you know what? I think I speak for all of LA when I say, where the hell is Rutgers? I mean, we're going to, but you know what? We're thrilled to find out. People in LA, it's funny, Paul, you're right. People, we don't get that excited about anything other than Lakers or Dodgers. But people are really, they were really jazzed about this. Both USC and UCLA fans are really excited. We just got tired. I mean, I got tired of going to Tucson in the middle of the night in a half-empty stadium, playing in Pullman, you know, with nobody watching on television. You can't get the games on TV. All the seedings for the Pac-12 were bad because nobody saw the teams. Nobody saw the players. Didn't have a chance in the Heisman. It was at the Kane neighborhood. They had to get out. They did. Good for them. And everybody's really thrilled.
I mean, the SC program was already on fire with Lincoln Riley and everything he's done. What does this do now that you're going to be in a different universe?
Oh, it's humble. I talked to a top USC official yesterday, and they're like, it's about recruiting. The recruiting is going to be so different now. He can recruit nationwide. Some big lineman from Iowa can come out and go to school in his son and still get to be in his hometown conference. I mean, it's huge for recruiting. It's huge for buzz. And it's interesting. I've always thought USC should do this, should just go out on their own, period. And I think they thought about it. Then they realized, you know what, they better bring UCLA with them. So they went ahead and took UCLA with them because they wanted to keep the rivalry. But it's huge for revenue. It's huge for recruiting. It's huge for respect. It's huge for everything. I mean, nobody from USC and UCLA, there's some sentimentalists. But again, you know, going into Corvallis, play in front of a half-empty stadium with nobody watching on TV, that got old.
Bill, I heard something last night that you just alluded to, that there has been some talk. It's always great when you hear it after the fact, but I did hear it, that there had been some talk about being independent. I guess like Notre Dame, I'm sure you could get enough independent schools to have your own association, but obviously they changed their mind. So which brings me to the question, we know what SC brings to the table. What does UCLA bring?
Yeah, that's a great. Well, UCLA, they were all over themselves yesterday and say, hey, this is our idea too. It was our idea. We you know, don't count us out. We pushed the button on this too. We're like, no, you didn't. UCLA brings, what they bring is, they bring basically basketball. They bring men's basketball, the great basketball tradition. You know, they're in a Final Four just 2 years ago. They bring basketball. That's about it. And I think the pressure is really on Chip Kelly to try to get this program turned around football wise, so they won't get their butts kicked in the Big Ten. But I think they just bring basketball. And USC basically said to themselves, we can go independent. We could probably get a good TV contract. We can beat out Notre Dame, but who would we play? Who's our rival? Our rival's 12 miles away. If we can't play him, it makes no sense. We got to keep UCLA in the market, and also it makes USC look bad to leave behind. But make no mistake, this was all about USC, and they brought UCLA along for the ride, and the men's basketball is all they had to offer.
Bill, I've been to games in LA, and it seems when things are going well that can be a huge Southern Cal city. Can you describe what it's like is that city with Lincoln Riley going to galvanize around the Trojans like they have in the past?
Yes. In fact, I could make the argument Lincoln Riley might be the second most popular coach out there right now before he's even coached a game behind Sean McVay. I mean, he's huge. No, USC football in this town, it's Lakers, Dodgers, USC football. That's the top three, been that way forever. USC football is ingrained into even people who don't like USC, they follow USC football because it's entertainment, it's buzz, it's 90,000 at the Coliseum. So this is a huge reawakening for them, and that's what Mike Bones said when he came to be athletic director. He said we got to get back to the greatness that we once were, because they were great under Pete Carroll, and they own this town. So yeah, USC football is different. There's none of the old parochial we hate USC. Everybody. It's kind of buzzed into USC football. It's so big, and it's going to be huge, huge now. This is so. I mean, that's what it's all about. And of course, they're going to have to get some linemen because they're not used to playing Big Ten type football. But you got a couple years to do that.
Well, having watched the Big Ten over the last couple of years, that would be a good idea. But
so I hear.
But you know what? Speed's not a bad thing either, based on my years of covering the Southeastern Conference, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Bill, just out of curiosity, the Pac-12, not that any of us are overly concerned anymore, but what were the mistakes that this league made that created the yesterday and everything moving forward?
Well, I'll just say, Larry Scott, the former commissioner, killed the Pac-12. He killed it. He tried to develop a Pac-12 network without any help from ESPN or Fox. Nobody could get it. It was terrible carriage service. Nobody could. Even in LA right now, you get the SEC, you get the Big Ten, you don't get the Pac-12 network. A lot of people don't get it on TV. The TV deal killed them. They end up having to play games in the middle of the night. If they were second or third tier games, nobody watched. You couldn't get their games, great writers like yourself and journalists like yourself, coming home from an SEC game back to the Marriott Courtyard in Knoxville, Tennessee, couldn't watch a Pac-12 game that night before going to bed because it wasn't on TV. So the conference became really a completely irrelevant, completely ignored, no juice, no buzz, no power, no influence, no anything. I mean, people didn't even know we were there. And I defended it, and I took on that as one of my roles as the columnist of the LA Times, but be the Pac-12 guy. I couldn't defend it anymore. It's a mess, and USC and UCLA, USC in particular, just had to get out.
You know, Bill, I made this point yesterday. I mean, we're broadcast on the SEC network on the SEC network on the television side on various radio platforms nationally elsewhere, but while we were sitting here yesterday for 4 hours talking about the biggest story in sports outside of the NBA, if I might add, on the Pac-12 network they were showing a replay of UCLA and USC in women's volleyball. I mean,
I have seen so much women's water polo in the past 3 years, and I don't know what the hell's going on. And that's all they show. They show water polo, they show gymnastics, they show track and field. It's terrible, and that's what they and in this today's economy, it just didn't work. And now also, this is big because with the NIL money, these kids, you'll make you you'll make a lot more NIL money in L.A. than you will in Iowa City. So these kids, these Big Ten guys who want to go to the Big Ten, they're going to have second thoughts now about coming out to L.A. It's going to be huge.
Bill, what are your thoughts on what happens next for the Big Ten? Now that SC and UCLA are part of it, there's all kinds of stories, as I'm sure your newspaper reported, with up the Northwest Coast, with Oregon and Washington. There's the Notre Dame conundrum. You would think there's some pretty strong ties between SC and Notre Dame. Whether that influences that or not, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we were told they weren't going to go after Oregon or Washington. We were told they were told that doesn't mean that's right, but that's just what I hear. But I hear they're going after Notre Dame, and I think that would be, I would think, nobody from USC has told me this, but I would think USC had to have some kind of promise that they were going to at least give Notre Dame a shot, because USC does not, they do not want to lose Notre Dame. Notre Dame to them is what UCLA is to them, so. They thought enough of UCLA to bring them with them. They probably made overtures, I'm sure, to get USC. They had to say, we're going to go hard after Notre Dame. And it just makes sense. I mean, Paul, it seems like now the SEC and Big Ten are like the AFC and NFC, right? It's going to be like two pro conferences. I mean, and that's going to be the entirety of college football.
No, you're right, Bill. And it's just, for guys like us who've seen a lot of football in our careers, I mean, there was a time in the country when – you could easily argue that SC Notre Dame was one or two, at least three, in terms of the games that you had to watch. And now I can't remember the last time I put that game on. It just doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't. It meant more when Newt Rocky was on the train. It doesn't mean more because Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame has lost their national juice, and USC has lost in recent years. This is the way they both can get it back. Can you imagine them playing – USC played Notre Dame for a conference championship.
Wow.
Go to the CFP. Are you kidding me? That would bring it back. And I think you're right. That has been lost. And I think that could be one of the goals of the Big Ten is to get that back. Because that was one of the top two or three great rivalries in the country. That's before teams played intersectional games. So, again, they cross the country and play each other. And they still do. It's just not a big of a deal. In fact, to that point, in recent years, if they're playing in October, I'm going to the Dodger game. I'm going to the Dodger playoff game. I'm not even covering that game. And I think that's got to change.
Bill Plaschke from the Los Angeles Times, also seen quite a bit on ESPN on Around the Horn. Bill, it's great to have you on. Certainly enjoyed it. We will talk very soon. You be well. Have a great fourth.
You're awesome, Paul. I'm honored and privileged to be on your show. Thank you very much.
The pleasure was ours. What a fantastic guest. Hope Larry Scott wasn't watching. We will take a break. We have 30 minutes remaining, something special we're going to share with you in a couple of minutes about a call that happened this week that we have not forgotten. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I know we spent so much time the last 2 days on the story of SC and UCLA, and certainly understandable, but I don't want to end this week and go into the holiday without remembering back 2 days ago to a phone call that has resonated around the country. Many publications have picked up on it. A lot of folks have talked about it, and this is what it sounded like earlier in the week.
Tom, I started calling you when SEC Network first picked up your show because I could hear snips and bits on the radio, but we couldn't pick it in real well in Red Bay, you know, from Birmingham. And so I first started calling them as soon as y'all started the Paul Feinbaum show. And I do want to tell you this, Paul. At that time, I was just getting through with an injury. And I've heard other people tell you this, too. But, Paul, your show actually helped save my life because I was dealing with depression and actually overdosed a couple of times. And I didn't have a lot to do, but your show helped bring me through those dark days. And there's no way I can ever repay that, Paul, but I just wanted you to know that how much your show has actually meant to me. And I think, you know, it means a lot to a lot of people. Because when you, you know, I was working at a job, I was working 80 to 100 hours a week. And I was fighting things because things in the past just to keep my mind occupied. And then when that comes to an end with this last major injury I had, it just had me just sitting and thinking because it was like 2 years before I could even walk. And it just went from, you know, from doing things to just, you know, things rolling over in my mind. And if your show had not got on SEC Network, if they had not started this up, there's a good chance I wouldn't even have been here today. And I just wanted to tell you that, Paul, how much I appreciate that. And not calling to jump on anybody today, even though there's some I'd like to. But I just called to tell your appreciation on how much you really helped save my life, Paul. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate that so much.
Well, I don't know how I could ever thank you for saying that on behalf of everyone here, Joe. That means a great deal. And you keep calling, you keep being you, and I think that's what makes you so special to so many people.
Right. And hey, Paul, I just wanted you to know publicly how much I don't want to put too much out there in my life, personal stuff. But there were some dark days, Paul. There was one time I overdosed, and it was like 3 days I was in ICU. And they didn't know if I was going to live the next day or not because I had took so many pills at that time. And I've never took pills in my life until I had to. And coming out of that and being able to, you know, sports, and the only one that could do that, I could watch TV, but it wasn't the same. I was just sitting here in the room by myself. But just to get to talk to you, that saved my life. And that's the true story, Paul. That's I couldn't be more honest. I mean, that's the true story. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate you and all these other callers, because there's so many that brings, you know, that made me smile on days that I was thinking of ways to end my life. And it just meant so much to me on all these callers, even Jim. I mean, all of them. And if it weren't for your show, Paul, and I'm probably not the only one, but there's probably a lot of other people out there that, you know, when you're just, and when the Lord sets you down and your mind goes to thinking, God planted you in our lives. I mean, God has a purpose for it. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate you, Paul. And I just wanted to take the time today to just tell you that.
Joe, we could never repay you for those words. You be well, and thank you so very much for sharing that. We appreciate it. Thank you, Joe. And we wanted to share with you the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. If you're listening, it's 1-800-278-8255. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.